Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Pray that you move in a special way. You know our every need.
Oh, my God, we pray that you look on us one by one and name by name. Touch, bless, save, heal, and forgive. Look on the radio listeners. We pray that you will touch them. You know their petitions that they may have up before you. Pray that you will grant them, that you will bless in a special way. In the name of Jesus, those that are seeking to be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, with your precious spirit, we pray that you touch them, O Lord. Help them, O Lord, to receive you into their hearts, O Lord. Help them to convert, to be converted, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Those that need strength, we pray that you will strengthen them. Help them to go through, O Lord. Help them to press their way. Those who are being tried and going through tests and bereavement and sorrow, we pray that you will lift the heavy burdens, that you will comfort them in this trying time. Oh, my God, send consolation to the souls of them that have lost loved ones. We pray that you continue to bless in a special way. Lift the burdens of their heart. Help them to look to you and let them realize that you are the only one that can take the pain away, that can lift the burden. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, we pray that you look on this broadcast, that you have your way tonight. Send your words, send your anointing. Let your word reach a soul. Have mercy tonight. Let thy spirit prevail, and let thy blood cover. Wash away sins in the name of Jesus. And if any man has sinned, oh, my God, we pray that you have mercy. You said that we have an advocate, Jesus Christ the righteous. We are trusting in you today, looking to you, oh, Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith. You are our very present help in trouble. We are looking to you tonight, knowing that you're able to take us through and you're able to keep us, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, help us to stand in the midst of our tests and our trials. Help us to go through. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God, I pray you that you look upon the speaker of the hour. Touch and bless her, oh, Lord. Send your word, Jesus. Have your way in her life. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for this broadcast, and we thank you for every listener and everyone that is on the line. We pray that you will bless us and help us to receive thy word into thy heart, into our hearts, that we might be saved, that we may be able to endure in these terrible times. This prayer we pray, O Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist Maybelle. And good evening, and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hamine Show. Pastor Hamine is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland. And it's a branch of our mother church, Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. So at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture. And it's taken from the 51st number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 51st number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1, and I am reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken me rejoice. By thy cease from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." May God's word, 51st number of Psalm, the first throughout the 10th verses. And again, just want to thank you for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice. Title 1 School and 1 is O-N-E. And if anyone would like to listen to any of our previous broadcasts, you may log on to the broadcast website at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice. Title 1 School, and again, 1 is O-N-E. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, the email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Just send us postal mail. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 27148. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. And if you'd like to speak with us during the broadcast, you can call 978-990-5270. The access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need a little something to help you get through the week, on Tuesday and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Mido Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Sheila Hameen at 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayers on Wednesdays at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. And also at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Caldwell hosts the Dare Soap Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377. That access code is 567-2574. On Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Benny is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Ministering Emmanuel Hoges teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. We want to continue to pray for the souls on our prayer list, and we want to remember the bereaved Carr family tomorrow and today, and we want to pray for them. And we want to continue to Sister Kim Hoges and little Daniel Hoges, who are who have tested positive for COVID. So keep them in your prayer. And on tomorrow, we will the Christian Temple within the Church of God will host the homegoing service of Deacon Irvin Carr, and the address is 910 Shelton Avenue in Camden, New Jersey. 08104. The viewing is from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m., and the service starts at 11 a.m. So pray for the family. Pray for the church. This was not only a loss for the family, but a loss for the church as well. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I'm going to sing a small portion of this song from Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. I want to be your child. I want to be your child. Save me, Lord. I want you to save me till my hands look new. Save me till my feet do too. Hold me all the while. Hold me as your child. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. I want to be your child. And I praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Mabel Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for this broadcast on tonight. And thank God for this prayer, for the reading of the Word of God. And God's Word is so precious. And that's why I take God at His Word, because His Word is right all by itself. I believe the psalmist David, he began to acknowledge and he asked the Lord to have mercy upon him according to His loving kindness. He knew that God was a loving God, and He was a God of kindness, and He was a God of tender mercy. He asked the Lord to blot out of his transgressions, to wash him thoroughly from his iniquity, and to cleanse him from his sin. And God will do just that when we come before Him and asking God with a pure heart and a sincere heart. God will have mercy. So don't feel like God can't save you, God can't deliver you, God can't take you through. God can take, and He will take you through if you just pray and ask God out of a pure heart. He'll do just what you ask Him to do. So be encouraged. I don't care what you're going through. God knows all about what you're going through. You don't have to even acknowledge what you're going through. Just tell God about it, and He will work it out for you. So we are praying for every one of you on the line tonight and all of the listeners, and we know that God is a prayer answering God. So be encouraged. Continue to look to the Lord, for He is our hope and our help. And now at this time, we're going to present to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Pastor Sheila Amin, who preaches the Word of God. And that's what I like about it. She preaches the Word of God, and she gives you a message. So let us listen intently to the Word of God as she comes forth. God bless you, Evangelist Amin.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that introduction, Evangelist May. Thank God for Evangelist Khadija hosting the show and for that opening prayer from Evangelist May. Just thank the Lord for this broadcast and for each and every one who have tuned in on this evening. At this time, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks. We bless your name, O God. We ask that you will speak to us, that your will be done in the name of Jesus. O my God, minister to us and feed us through your word. We believe it right now and we count it done. And Lord, we thank you. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for this day. I thank the Lord for this. This is Friday, joy night. I give honor and praise to the Lord. Amen. Because God has been so good to us. No matter what happened down through the course of the week, no matter the burdens we carry, the pain we have, the trouble that we face, God has been good to us. Amen. And we all have a right to praise the Lord. And I like to take a little time out and give God praise because He's worthy. And this is,
yes, he is
how I get my deliverance. This is how I get burdens lifted, by giving praise, glory to the Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Because I know that we are down here. We are dealing with a lot of things. We are going through.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. But if
Amen.
We lift up the name of Jesus, if we can
yes.
praise Him, amen, in the midst of it all, we can
yes,
be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel good down in my soul. Hallelujah. Even though I have a heaviness on my heart, I thank God
yes.
that I can yet praise Him. I can yet
yes.
magnify the name of the Lord, because no matter what, God is still good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is still working things out. God is
yes,
still hearing and answering prayer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for all things. And I'm going to go ahead on and get into the scriptures. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Let us go to the word of God, the book of Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, verses 1 through 12, and St. John 15, 5 through 7. Praise the Lord. I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And Jeremiah 18, verse 1 reads, "The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as their potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it, if that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it, if it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. Now therefore go to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I frame evil against you and devise a device against you. Return ye now, everyone, from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. And they said, There is no hope, but we will walk after our own devices, and we will everyone do the imagination of his evil heart. Praise the Lord. St. John, the 15th chapter, verses 5 through 7, read, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be to you. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. And tonight, the title of this message is, Without God, we can do nothing. Amen. Without God, we can do nothing. And the thing is, arise and go down to the potter's house. Praise the Lord. In Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, and God gave him a command telling him to arise and to go down to the potter's house and wait there to hear from God. God sometimes wants us to move from where we are so that we can hear his word. Amen. Too many distractions are around. Too many things get in the way. But God will sometimes direct us, go somewhere that we hadn't even planned to go. God will change our course. We might be headed one way and God will cause us to go another way because he wants us to hear from him. Amen. And so Jeremiah obeyed the voice of the Lord, and he went down to to the potter's house. And when he was there, he was able to see the potter working on the wheel. He began to work a work, and he had a vessel of clay in his hand. And what he did with the clay, hallelujah, is mar it up. In other words, he smashed it all up and disfigured it so that he could make it all over again into another vessel that was pleasing to him or that seemed good for him to make. Sometimes God will direct our attention on things in front of us so that we can get the message of what God wants to say to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Our ears and our eyes become open to what God wants to show us and speak to us. Praise the Lord. And so by Jeremiah going down to the potter's house, watching the potter work this work, God began to speak to him. The word of the Lord came to him, saying to him, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? What the potter is doing with this clay, I can do the same thing to you. Hallelujah. And right now, God is in control. We are not in control. Man is not in control, but God is in control. Hallelujah. And he can take us in his hand and mar us up. Praise the Lord. He can make us all over. Glory to God. If we arise, get up from where we are, go down to the potter's house. In other words, go to the altar, drop down on your knees, humble your heart, go to God who is the potter. Amen. And God will make us all over again. God will speak his word to us. Praise the Lord. Too many people are going about regarding the call of the Lord. The Lord is directing them to go to the altar, or rather come to the potter himself. Amen. And they're running to and fro, and they're going in their own way. They're continuing in their wickedness. But God wants us to come to the potter, hallelujah, so that he can make us all over, so that he can work on us, amen, and form us, make us, mold us, and shape us into vessels of honor, vessels that he is pleased with, vessels that he wants to use. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So let us go to the potter's house. Get up from where you are. No need of sitting down in the rut, out of that rut, and get down to the potter's house so you can hear from the Lord, so that God work a work on you. Praise the Lord. Don't continue in your sin as the children of Israel chose to do, saying there is no hope. But as long as Jesus is alive, there is hope, because Jesus spoke to his disciples in St. John, the 15th chapter, saying, I am the vine, ye are the branches. Glory, hallelujah. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. So we have to remember that thing we can do without the Lord. We need the Lord. No matter who we are, no matter what we have, it doesn't matter where we came from. We can't do anything without the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If we abide in him and he abides in us. Hallelujah. Then we can bring forth much fruit. We can be fruitful in our ministry. Amen. We can be fruitful in our spiritual life. We can be fruitful even in the natural. Praise be to God. But without the Lord, we can do nothing. So we have to be mindful that we need to depend on the Lord. We need to trust in him. We need to look to him for everything. He said, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned, meaning they are utterly obliterated, destroyed forever. Glory to God. There's no coming back from being burned. When you take branches and you burn them up, they become ashes. They cannot return to their original state. Oh, praise the Lord. Don't let this happen to you. The children of Israel, when they heard the voice of the Lord coming through the prophet Jeremiah, as the Lord had spoken, explaining that when he had thought to do evil, nations turn from their ways and repent, then God will repent of the evil. Or even any nation that he thought to do good to, if they do evil in his sight and obey not his voice, he'll repent of the good. Instead of doing good, he will turn and do evil. Amen. Those benefits will be forfeited. We forfeit our benefits when we don't obey the Lord. So anyone listening, if you know God is calling you, obey the voice of the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, hallelujah, and throw yourself into the hands of the potter and let him do with you whatsoever he will. Praise God. As Jesus said, abide in me and my word abide in you. Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. That is a promise that the Lord will always keep. Because everything he promised, he will do. God will never renege on his word. He will always keep his promise. He promised that he would never leave us, neither forsake us. Hallelujah, but that he would be with us even unto the end of the world. Glory be to God. So let us arise and go on down to the potter's house and ask the Lord to make us all over. Because without God, we can do nothing at all. Oh, thank you, Lord. We need the Lord for everything in this life. I don't care what you think you accomplished. You didn't get anywhere or get anything without the Lord. And without him, we're just nothing. We are nothing. We have to understand how important it is to know that God, he looks upon us, and we are as nothing. We are just vanity before him. But his love and his grace is so great toward us. If we can just accept for the word of God, I thank the Lord for these passages of scripture and how encouraging they are. We don't have to be like the children of Israel who said there is no hope, because there is hope. Jesus is alive, and there is hope. And we do not have to walk after our own devices. We do not have to go in our own way. We don't have to follow the evil imagination of the heart. Praise God, if we just go down to the potter's house, just get down on your knees, hallelujah, and go before God in prayer, then you are in the potter's house. The Lord will let you in, and he will take you in his hand and make you all over. If there's anyone listening tonight who feels that need to ask the Lord to make you all over, maybe you realize that you're not what God wants you to be. Hallelujah. Come on down to the potter's house and let him make you over. Glory be to God. If there's anyone who does not know the Lord in the departing of your sins, come on down to the potter's house and get your sins forgiven. Repent and be sorry for the wrong you've done, and ask the Lord to forgive you and to take away your sins. If you feel weak and you feel like go any further, come on down to the potter's house and cry out to the Lord. Hallelujah. Let God give you the strength, the encouragement that you need. Amen. He will give you everything Amen. You need, no matter what it is. God can do it all. You can't do it yourself, but God can do it for you. Amen. If you're sick in your body, you need the Lord to heal you. You have afflictions. You need to be made whole. Glory to God. Come on down to the potter's house and let God work it out for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever burdens you're carrying, bring them down to the potter's house. Humble, fall down before the presence of the Lord, and God will do the rest. Let's go to God in prayer, and let's believe God together. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, we come to you in faith, Lord, knowing that without you, we can do nothing. We ask, oh, God, that you will be merciful and forgive our sins. Lord, blot out our transgressions. Wash away our iniquity in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, take us in your hands and make us all over, Lord. We come to you tonight because without you, we can do nothing. We ask, God, that you search our hearts while we're praying this prayer right now. Stop by, Lord Jesus, and have mercy tonight. Save, Lord God, and make whole right now. Somebody is praying, my God. Somebody is sorry for doing wrong and committing sin, Lord. Please forgive them, Lord, and take away their sin. Jesus, lend your ear right now unto every cry in the name of Jesus. And work it out right now, Lord. Fix it, Jesus. Touch, Lord, heal, and make everyone whole. Rebuke the sicknesses and the diseases. Rebuke the viruses, oh God. Rebuke the affliction in the name of Jesus. Let your blood cover right now, Lord. Let it wash and make whole, my God, in the name of Jesus. Look on the souls on the prayer list. Everyone who's requested prayer, we ask God that you will grant each and every request according to your holy will. Look on those who are bereaved of someone dear to them, a family member or someone close, my God. Have mercy tonight, Jesus, and give them comfort and consolation. Lord, be close to them and help them through this difficult time, Lord. Please, Jesus, look on everyone on that prayer list, Lord, and every request that is next to their name, Lord God, one by one and name by name. those who are near and those who are far, even those names that are represented be written down on the list. You know about it, my God. And we ask, Lord, that you will visit each and every one, Lord, right now during this prayer. Lord, please make your holy visitation. Manifest your powers. Oh, Lord God, be merciful. Have mercy right now in the name of Jesus. Look on the church at large. Oh, God, every member in particular, one by one and name by name, bring us closer together. Lord, knit our hearts in love and give us a closer walk with you, Lord. Take us by the hand, my God. Lead, guide, and direct us in the way we should go. Oh, blessed Savior, we believe you tonight, and we're taking you at your word. We believe you for the saving of souls. We believe you, Lord God, for the deliverance of the souls tonight, Lord. Oh, God, we believe you right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We believe you for healing and for restoration, for the return of the backsliders. Oh, Lord, we believe you for every request that we've asked in this prayer, and we count it as done. Lord, we give you thanks. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Jesus, she was saying, without God, we can do nothing. And also arise and go down to the potter's house. And I like how she said, sometimes God, he wants us to move from where we are so we can hear a word from him. And just as Jeremiah began to go down to the potter's house, she said, we can go down to the altar and have him work a work on our hearts. I thank God it was a very powerful, soul-stirring message. I want to go ahead and give Evandice Maybel an opportunity to have remarks. Go ahead. God bless Evandice May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that powerful message coming through. Even if I mean, I tell you, I enjoyed the word of God as she was going forth. And I thank God I enjoyed the prayer, changing things. Glory to God. I thank God for his touch. And I thank God because God's word is right, and God knows how to fix us. He knows where to place us, and he knows where he wants us to be. Sometimes we are lagging around, but God wants us to move in a different place. We just have to go before God and let him fix us up and make us all over again. Glory to God. Sometimes we have to deny ourselves and let go of what we're doing and follow the leading of the Lord.
Amen.
Thank God, because God is able to take us, hallelujah, just like he told Israel. Cannot I do with you as the potter has done with this clay? That potter messed that clay up. But glory to God. God can take us and mess us up and then make us all over again. Glory to God. I thank God for the word of God. I'm encouraged through the word. And Evangelist, I mean, I thank God for you. Keep preaching the word of God. Keep allowing God to use you in his service. Because that's what God wants. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those stirring remarks coming through Evangelist Maybell. Yes, yes. Very beautiful word. Timely message. God can do it. He'll work a work on us if we let him do it. He'll do it. And I thank God again for Evangelist Hameen. That's when we keep on preaching the word of God. If there are no other members of the clergy that are on the line at this time. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the beautiful remarks. Thank God for both of you, for you, Evangelist Khadija, hosting the show, and Evangelist May, for those encouraging remarks and exhortations. And I tell you, I can tell that y'all are stirred up. His word got me.
Yes.
The prayer got me. Oh, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. I just thank God
yes.
for us tonight and his touch. Praise the Lord. We needed that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Well, he knows what we need. Glory to God. So I just thank God for the broadcast. If there's nothing else, this does conclude the broadcast for this evening. We look forward to you tuning in with us on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Praise be to God. And until then, just remember that without God, we can do nothing. So let's look to the Lord. Let's lean on him. Let's trust in him.
Yeah.
And if you just sitting around, get up and go on down to the potter's house. And God
yes,
will take care of you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Anything else? If not, God bless you and good night.